We are on the Minim of Beis, Masechta Zeirin, two lines in the bottom of the Amud. So we said in the Mishnah, Amar Shvisasi Beikroi Mahalach Nimakam Raglov Avad Ikroi Alpay Mama. So we said in the Mishnah that if a person is Chutz Le'ir and he recognizes a tree out in the distance, if he says my Shvisa is under the tree and he doesn't specify an area, we said it doesn't work. And like we saw yesterday, Machlek is Rav and Shmuel as to the extent of Le'a Maklum. But if a person says my Shvisa should be by the Iker, by the trunk, and he was Miyachet, he designated a place, then we say he's kind of the Shvisa, and therefore he can walk 2,000 Amos to the tree, and he can walk 2,000 Amos from the tree to his house. So Amish we saw some. Nun Amadeis, two lines in the bottom. Nun Amadeis, two lines in the bottom. So Amish we saw some. Ikrei Mahalach Ni Makam Raglova Ad Ikrei Alpayim Amma. Umi Ikrei Lebeis Alpayim Amma. Nimtza Mahalach Mi Shech Hashecha Dalad Alafim Amma. So Sachakol, he's able to walk 4,000 Amma. Good. Amar Rava. Vuhu. A condition. When do we say that this works? It's providing that, in theory, you could actually reach the tree before Nacht. Rashi says, you would reach there before it gets dark. In that case, will it help? In other words, it's got to be, in theory, physically possible that by some way you could have actually reached it. That's an interesting machlokes as to, does it mean that you yourself would be able to run and reach it? In other words, let's say if you have a man who is 95 years old and he sees the tree out in the distance. And he says, Shvisasi be'ikrei shal ilan. Now he's going to be walking very slowly. He's not going to be able to make it. And you have a 15-year-old kid who is a very fast runner. And he's able to make it there in 30 seconds. So do we evaluate it based on you yourself and your abilities? Or do we evaluate it based on a fast runner? That's a shanam u'ishenam. Abel Kaponim, we're saying it has to be that the chiroit leikroi mati. That's what we're saying here at the top of the Amud, that you could physically, in theory, reach it, and that is paskid lahalacha. Preg the Gemara, one second. Amle abaya, vaha choshchalei ktani. But it's mashma that it's mamish getting dark. I mean, it clearly doesn't seem to have time to make it there on time. It says choshchalei. So now we say no. Choshcha leveisoi. When it says chashcha, it means that it's dark and he's not going to have sufficient time to get home before dark. That's what it means, but he will possibly have sufficient time to make it to the tree. It says Rashi, three lines down, chashcha, they change it to lebeisai, meaning it's too dark to go to his house. Leilachad beisai, if you never merutz, even if he runs. But he could, in theory, reach the tree if he would run. Another way to understand the Mishnah is that it would get dark if he would walk slowly. If he's mazgi kali kali, but if he would run, then he would be able to reach it in time. Good. Al Kopanim says, Rava, a tnai in this din in the Mishnah, that if a person is out in the middle of nowhere, he recognizes the tree, he sees the trunk, he says, I'd like to be kind of my shvisa by the trunk of the tree, he designates the place where the Mishnah says it's good, that we say that it works is providing that you could, in theory, reach the tree, koidim chashecha, before it gets dark. Good. Rabbi Rav Yosef, havi ko'azli ba'urcha, they were traveling. Now we know that Rabbi Yosef was blind. So, Amalei Rav Rabbi Yosef, Tehei Shvisa Seinu, Tusi Dikla Desava Lachua, let our Shvisa be under the Dekal tree which is bearing its brother. If you look at Rashi, five lines down, Desava Lachua, Ilan Acher Hayanismach Alav. So there was like another tree which was resting on the tree. So let us be Kenar Shvisa on the big, solid, strong tree, which the landmark was, that it is the tree which the other trees were resting upon it. Tuzidikla de Savalachua. Amila, and some say, what did he say? Tuzidikla de Parik Mori Mikargo. It's the tree which redeems its master from tax. What does that mean? Rashi says, Toyin Peres Harbe Umoichron Upere Mehen Mas. Meaning there are so many, it produces so much fruit, that with this single tree, the amount of fruit you're able to reap from it, you're able to pay off all your taxes. So it was like a well-known gezunta tree, molei v'dodesh with peiris. That was the tree which Rabba designated. So Amalei, Sir Yosef said, lo yadanalei. I don't know this tree. I don't recognize this tree. Amalei, like we've seen before, smecholai. You can rely on me. Meaning it's not pshat that every single person needs to know exactly what the natural landmark is. Let's say you go for a hike with someone, you're supposed to get back in time for Shabbos. You don't know the terrain, and the tour guide says, okay, our shvisa is going to be under the particular oak tree by the trunk of the tree. We don't know where this oak tree is, but we are able to be reliant on the tour guide. He knows where it is, and therefore we rely on him, and he's kilo our shliach, like we saw yesterday. So Rabbi Yosef said, lay you down, lay. I don't know it. Rabbi Yosef says, Imhoyu shnayim echad makir v'echad sheina makir. Zeh she'eina makir, moiser shvisa seila makir. Zeh she'makir, oime tehi shvisa seinu v'makam pleini. Our shvisa will be in the makam pleini. I am accepting and designating the shvisa on behalf of the group. So Rabba told Rabbi Yosef, don't worry, even though you don't know where it is, but Milanu Godol mir Rabbi Yosef. After all, we saw in the Sigi before, Rabmeir Rabbi Yuda, Lach Rabbi Yuda, Rabbi Yuda, Rabbi Yosef, Lach Rabbi Yosef, and Kol Shekein Pasim Rabbi Yosef against Rabbi Meir, against Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yosef is Gevaldik, so don't worry, relax. Rabbi Yosef says it's okay. Says the Gemara, an amazing thing, Valahi, it's not true. Rabbi Yosef never said it. Rashi says, what does it mean, Valahi, about ten lines down? Valahi, Hoda Amar Lei Mishmeid Rabbi Yosef Lasa. The Leitanya Lei Bishim Rabbi Yosef Elastamatanya Lei Lael. So Rabbi Yosef never said this statement. Says the Gemara, Ella, Ki Heichi the Lekabel La Minei. Why did Rabbi say what he said to Rabbi Yosef, Bishim Rabbi Yosef? Because he wanted Rabbi Yosef to be Mekabelit, Mishim Rabbi Yosef, Nimukai Imoi. Because the Gemara says in Gittin, about Rabbi Yosef, that his reason is always with him. And therefore, like we saw before, we always pass kind of like Rabbi Yosef. By my sense, it seems to be a Pella de Kazach, the Magen Avraham in Kufman Vav, Sifkat and Beis, discusses this, and the Elia Rabba, the Magen Avraham says, well, it's Taka of Shat, what you're allowed to be Meshaker, to say, I heard this B'Shem, Rav Shlomo Zalman passed in this way, and he didn't pass in this way, but I want people to be Mekabalit. And Faker, if it's mashma, not only is there an element of sheker, but the Gemara seems to say if you say something b'shem Rabbi, which he never said, yegurim mishchina shetestalek miyisrael. So it's not such a poshter thing. What's going on over here? The Elia Rabba gives a few answers. The Maisich there. I don't know, one thing which comes to mind. I don't know if this is the pshat, but just an interesting. I don't know, maybe to be mamtik things a little bit. There is a tshuva of Rashi, and tshuva's Rashi, I believe it's Simon Nun Tes, or around Nun Tes, I think, where there was a shaila in Machlekes Rishonim Rashi and other Rishonim in Hilchos Tereifos. And the Rishonim were against Rashi. I believe Rashi was Mekel. And the Rishonim were arguing with him and saying, you're wrong. And apparently there was a shmua going around that Rashi was chayzer. He retracted. So they wrote to him saying, is it true that you retracted? So Rashi says, lo chazarti bi v'lei achzor. I was not chayzer and I will not be chayzer. And you think I'm by myself? I'm not by myself. I am reliant upon my Rebbe, Rav Yaakov, Rav Yochar. Zogt Rashi, V'afal pi shloi shamati dover zeh mimenu la'olam. Chav keimal nishkeheret. And Rav Yaakov, Rav Yochar, this thing. I don't remember exactly the lashon, but it's something like this: Avol daiti usvarasi v'havanasi mimenu yotza. Everything I have, my havana, my seicha, my das, it all came from him. I remember Moshe Shapiro Zichron Levracha said over this. This true was Rashi once. It's an amazing thing. Rashi's saying it's not Rabbim against the Yachad. I've got Rabbi Yaakov on my side. You know, it's two against the, it's a rabbim against a rabbim. You never heard your Rebbe say this, but everything I have came from him. So Rashi is able to be mitzaref another sheet in the Rishonim to have the confidence to go and paskin against the rabbim. It's an amazing, amazing thing. You know, I just read it when I saw this Gemara that he says that Rabbi Yossi would have said this. Everything I know, Rabbi Yossi, I learned up Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Yossi, Nimuka Ima, his reason is with him, and Vada, you're allowed to go ahead and be kind of the Shvisa together with something else. That's the type of thing which Rabbi Yossi would have said. I don't know if that's the Pshat in the Gemara, but either way, it's an amazing, amazing, amazing Shuvas Rashi to show you the extent of Vos Heis the Talmud. You know, that you're so Makusha that you would say, this is what my Rebbe would say, and I'm a Rabbi against the Rabbi. Okay, good. Says the Gemara like this. So what do we say? A person is not maki. He doesn't know the terrain. He doesn't know what's out in the future. He doesn't know the halachas. He just says, you know what? I'm going to set up shop over here. I'm going to pitch my tent over here. This is my makim shvisa. And we said he has 2,000 amas. So says the Gemara, Hani alpayim amo heichen ksivon. Where do we get this remez of 2,000 amos? Where is this alluded to in the Psukim? Nitanya. Now what the Gemara is going to do over here is, this is a fascinating Gzereshava. Usually what a Gzereshava is, it says Dover over here, it says Dover over there, Apishnai made in Yachim Dover, and so on, Kimotsa Be'erfas Dover, 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 Gzereshava, bang. Here, we're going to have, basically the structure of the Gemara is going to be like this. We're going to have, I think it's maybe four psukim. Pasuk number one says one word, one key word. Pasuk number two says that same key word plus another important word. So stage number one is we're going to go ahead and make a gzeirah shava between pasuk number one and pasuk number two. And now we're going to add that key word number two to pasuk number one. Then we're going to do the same thing again. We're going to move on to pasuk number three, which has that second keyword, which now it's as if that second keyword is written by pasuk number one. And pasuk number three has that second keyword plus a third keyword. So now we're going to add that third keyword to pasuk number one. Then we're going to move on to pasuk number four, which has that third keyword plus another keyword. And therefore, we're going to bring that word back to pasuk number one, and then we're going to learn out chutz chutz to tell us 2,000 amos. It's an amazing extension of the koach of gezeirah shava. Usually, it says the word here, it says the word there, bang. Here we're saying, no, I really need to get the word chutz. I need the word chutz in my repertoire, because it says 2,000 amos in reference to the word chutz. Now, it doesn't say the word chutz. It says, al yetzi ish mim koimoy, b'yem ha-shavos. It doesn't say the word chutz. So how am I going to kind of bring the word chutz into me? So I'm going to take the pasuk of al yetzi ish mim koimai, and I'm going to bring another pasuk of v'samti l'cha makam asher yonus shama. So in pasuk number two, it says the word makam, which I have in pasuk number one, v'samti l'cha makam, and it says asher yonus. So I'm going to bring in the word yonus to pasuk number one. Now I've got Yonus in pasuk number one. Now I'm going to do Gzirah Shava with another pasuk which says the word Yonus, and it also says the word Gvul. I'm going to bring in Gvul to pasuk number one. And now I've got the word Gvul. I'm going to bring in the word Gvul with another pasuk which says the word Gvul and Chutz. And now I've got the word Chutz. Now I can learn out Chutz where it says 2,000 Amas by Ari Alaviv. So it's an amazing binyan. The Gemara calls this a Gzeri Shava, which is quite fascinating. But that's going to be the basic structure. So let's see. Hani Alpayim Amo Heichem Tzivon Detanya Shvu Ish Tachtov Elu Arba Amas Al Yetzi Ish Min Koymoy. Somehow in Al Yetzi Ish Min Koymoy Elu Alpayim Amo. This is referring to 2,000 Amos. So, Menolan, where do we see 2,000 Amos from? Al Yetzi Ish Min Koymoy. Rav Chisda Lamadnu Mokim Mimokim. As we said, it says Al Yetzi Ish Min Koymoy, and it says V'sam Tilcha Mokim. And in that second pasuk where it says Mokim, it says the word Ashayonus. It says the Lashon of Nisa. Umokim Nisa. And therefore, I'm going to bring the word Nisa back into pasuk number one. So even though the pasuk says Al Yetzi Ish Min Koymoy B'yom HaShabbos, it's ke'ilu like it says the word Nisa also. Oh, very nice. Now I've got Nisa in pasuk number one, v'Nisa v'Nisa. I'm able to learn out pasuk number one, which ke'ilu now says the word Nisa, from another pasuk which says the word Nisa, and in that pasuk v'Nisa migvul, it says migvul ir miklati asher yanus. So it says Nisa, and in that pasuk it says the word gvul. So I'm able to draw in, bring the word gvul into the pasuk, or into my first pasuk. Ugvul migvul. Now I'm able to learn out gvul from another pasuk which says the word gvul, but it also says the word chutz. Ugvul michutz. So now it's considered ke'ilu like it says the word chutz in the original pasuk of Al Yetzi Ish Min Koymoy. It's ke'ilu like it says the word chutz. Now that I got chutz, bingo, I've got it. The chutz michutz tefsivu madoisa michutz la'ir as pas kedma al payim ba'amo. Oh, I've got another pasuk which says the word chutz, and therefore I'm able to learn out Gzeri Shavos. It's quite an amazing, amazing thing, and you know, just gives us an idea to the extent of Gzeri Shavos. Now we really can appreciate the Ein Adam Don Gzeri Shavos Mi'atzma. To us, it seems a little bit of a stretch to say, one from one, one from two, one from three, and you bring it back four stages later, and now you're able to learn an Gzeri Shavos. But that's what the Gemara is doing. So we have a reference to 2,000 Amos.
Frag the Gemara. Is this the only place where we do such a thing?
Well, we have in the beginning of Psachim, and the Gemara speaks about the Bedikas Chametz with Neiris. It also does a similar type of thing. Mamish at the beginning, I think it's Daf Gimel, Daf Beis, Daf Gimel. Mamish at the beginning of Psachim, the Gemara does a similar thing.
So far it goes back.
I don't remember if it's four stages. I'd have to check, but it's quite a few. You know, we learn that Neiris from Chippus and Neiris. I have to take a look over there. Freg the Gemara of Neilav Mi Kir Ha'ir V'chutza Elef Amo. Freg the Gemara, okay, you want to tell me you're bringing in the word chutz into pasuk number one, but there's another pasuk which says the word chutz, and there it only mentions 1,000 Amos. So why are you learning out from our pasuk to a chutz which says 2,000 Amos? Why didn't you learn out from a chutz which only is 1,000 amas, like tofasta maruba le tofasta? What gives you the right to learn out the greater shear? And now we say, dan in chutz mi chutz ve'ein dan in chutz mi chutza. The reason why we would prefer to learn this pasuk is because it's exact, it's precise. Frag the Gemara 1 second, but that hasn't stopped us before. It might not mean if it's not exact. We see that if something is imprecise, that does not prevent you from learning a Gzer Shava. And we say Zuishi v'Zuhi Bia, and we learn that Gzer Shava, it's two different words. It's not just the difference between Chutza and Chutz, it's mamash two different words. And you still see, if the Inyan is the same Inyan, you're able to learn a Gzer Shava. You see over there, like Abayu Nagayim. And that says the Gemara, we give this answer many places in Shas. Says the Gemara, no, you're right. Honey, Mili, that we do that. It's only if we don't have something else which is more precise. We have a choice of learning something which is precise. Avada, we're going to do that. when, you know, perhaps we can say Allah has kama v'chama over here, where anyway it's like a few stages removed, the more precise, chatshif, it could be a little bit more precise when we're so many stages removed, that we definitely want to do. Fine. So that is the remez too.
The Gemara is makbid on the precision of the word, the dumilah, but when we learn the four-tier gzeirah shuvah, they're different topics. And that's not an issue.
Well, the different topics is never an issue in gzeirah shuvah. Abishnai neidim yakum davar, ki matzaba erevas davar. So that's never an issue in Hilchas gzeirah shuvah. Okay, good. Now, we said in the Mishnah, we had a machlekes tanayim in the Mishnah, as to the 2,000 amos which we have, is it one big circle? I'm standing in the middle and I've got 2,000 amos in all directions, so it is a circle. Or is the pshat, I have 2,000 amos, I make the circle, and then I square it off, and therefore I'm able to gain the corners. Rabbi Chanina ben Antigna says it's a circle. The Chacham said it is merubois ketavla merubas, like a square tray, kedeshi niskar lezavios, in order to gain the zavios. That is the machlekes Reb Chanina, Ben Antignus, and the Chacham. So, says the Gemara Reb Chanina Ben Antignus, manavshach, e isle gzereshava. If you learn out this gzereshava, so you see again very clearly the Gemara is calling what we learned before gzereshava. If you hold it as gzereshava, peyos ksivan. So the gzereshava by the ir halavim, it's referring to a square area. So it's 2,000, right? It's more than just 2,000 with a circular shape. It even gives you the peyos. If you look at Rashi, five lines in the bottom. He is like Zereshava de Makami Nisa the Chutzmi Chutzke de Amar Lael, Peyos Ksev de Ksev Pa'as, Upa'as Mashma Maruba. That it is square. So, what is the Pshat in you, Reb Chanina ben Antignus, that you say, no, it's an exact circle, but the whole source, we're learning 2000 Amos, is a source which is Koila, which includes the square area, which is beyond the actual circle. And he lastly l'gzer shava, so al pay mamim in olive in your mamishtok. If you don't hold the l'gzer shava, so then hadru kush l'duchta, where do you know the whole din of al pay mamim?
Can you just say it's the circumference?
I'm sorry?
Can you just say it's the circumference of the area and not the shape of it?
No, but how can you say that? If you're learning from the Dover, you have to learn the Gzereshava in its entirety. And there it's referring to a square, which is more than just a round circle. So you're not able to do that. So that is the Gemara's Kasha. So where would you know this from? Says the Gemara, Liyolem Yisle Gzereshava. Avadi, he holds of the Gzereshava. V'shani ha'achad amakra, zeh yelehem migrashi ha'arim. So it says the word zeh, but as we know, zeh is usually a mute, and that's very interesting, very interesting. On the one hand, we're learning gzeirah shavah to tell me the basic din, over the prat, we're going to use zeh to be mamayit. So the shear of 2,000, which is going to tell me a round circle of 2,000, I'm going to learn. To tell me the extra bit, the square section, the zavius which stick out, that I'm going to use zeh, to be memayit. That is what Reb Chanina ben Antigna says, that lezeh, that is in payas, yeah, that is in payas, l'shiv say Shabbos. What's pshat in the Rabbanon? Rabbanon, Tani Reb Chananya, Omer, kozeh, you call shiv say Shabbos. They say, no, that's not the pshat in zeh, but rather, what is zeh telling me? It's being meramez, that this is what you do for all Shavsei Shabbos. All Shavsei Shabbos, you give them the additional square area. That's what you do. It's a little bit difficult. The Rishash asks, and L'chor, it's a fairly obvious question. We know from Shas, Zeh is a mute. Zeh means this. So, I mean, to say Zeh means Kozeh, and it's not a mute, it's a little bit difficult, says the Rishash. The tema, the bechol duchta, dashin and zelamiut. Hazeh is always coming to be mamayet. To tell me zeh means kozeh, They love Dafka this, but this and anything like this, it's a little bit schwer. And he points out that we do find in Menachos of Tzadi Zayin and Mibbeis, we also find a similar type of Gemara, but it is difficult, because usually we say that Zeh is a Mi'at. Al Kolpanim, based on what we're saying in the Chachamim, that Kizeh you kol Shevsi Shabbos, and this applies to all Shevsi Shabbos, and then you always square it off. You always square it off. Says the Gemara, an amazing din. Right? I'm sorry. Just give me 1 second, please. Sorry. So we say Kizeh you kol Shevsi Shabbos. So what does that mean? Says the Gemara like this. Amr of Achav by Yaakov, Hamavri da'olam is Bershus Arabim, Einin Chayiv, Achimavr, Hein, Valach, Seinon. If a person is Mavri da'olam is in Bershus Arabim, he's not Mechuyiv until he's Mavri Hein, Valach, Seinon. Them with their diagonal. Let's take a look at Rashi over here. Hein, Valach, Seinon. Da'olam is Ves, Chumshe, Amo. Meaning, basically, if you have Dal Amas, and if you have a square, if you have one side which is 4, and you have another side by 4, you have to multiply 1 by 2/5 to get its diagonal. So you're going to end up with 5.6. If you do 4 times 1.4, you're going to end up with 5.6. So again, Rashi, Dal Amas, Ches, Chumshi Amo. The Amorim Kozeh you kol Shevsi Shabbos. Payas tein lehem, you should give payas to all of them. The Gabi Havara leka lemesa payas, you can't give necessarily a payah, a little section, but when you're walking Da'at Amos, we kind of look at it like this. I'm walking Da'at Amos, so I look at it as if there's a line of 4, and to that line of 4, I'm looking at it as if I need to give a payah to that, which would be multiplied times 1.4, which would be 4 times 1.4 is 5.6. And therefore, an amazing thing, we need to get to Erev and Daf Nun Aleph to learn this prat. We've been learning in Masechta Shabbos, Havar is Dal Amos B'Shus Arabim. The Gemara said in Hazirik, Havar is Dal Amos B'Shus Arabim. Hilchus Gemirila. Salach L'Mesh Misinai. So the Musig of Havar is Dal Amos B'Shus Arabim. Salach L'Mesh Misinai. But when we say Havar is Dalet Amos, Taka doesn't mean Havar is Dalet Amos. It's Havar is Dalet Amos of one side, which now that the Gemara is telling us in the Shita of the Rabbanin, it's Hein Valach Seinon, so you're going to have to multiply it times 1.4, and therefore a person's only going to be a Chayiv if they're Maver 5.6. Amazing, amazing din. So that's what the Gemara is saying, that Hamar v'dal namas v'shusam ena chayiv ad shemaver hein v'lach seinon. You're only going to be chayiv if you're maver 5.6. Now the Rambam writes and says that there is nevertheless an iser de rabbanon from 4 amas onwards. Meaning up until 4, you're allowed to be metaltal. Mashmi even lechatchila, you could be metaltal in 4 amas and rishus rabbim. From 4 to 5.6, there is an Isid Rabbanan to be metalto. And again, that's Meduik in the Gemara, says the Magad Mishnah, because it says, Hamar v'dal namas v'shusram, ena chayiv ad shemavir. You're only mechuyiv if you're mavir. And so on. Mashma, there's no chiyo, but there would still be an Isid Rabbanan. That's what we're Medaik. And the Magad Mishnah says that from the Rashba, it's Mashma, that he understands there's not even an Isid Rabbanan. Meaning it's, oh, you're only mechuyev. You're only going to be mechuyev once you do 5.6. But an amazing, amazing thing. On Erev and Nunalov. Yeah.
You only get the extra 1.4 if you go to the diagonal. If you go from the center point to the end of the square, you've only got Dalet Amos.
Correct. But the Gemara is saying in all cases of Havaris Dalet Amos, and it doesn't make a difference, you know, which way you're walking, north, south, east, west, diagonal, and so on. We say to the extent, and it's based on what the Gemara says. Tani Reb Chananya, Omer Kazeh, you kol Shevsi Shabbos. in all cases, and therefore you wouldn't look necessarily which direction I'm going. We say that it's four is the basic shear, just like 2,000 amos is the basic shear, but that makes a circle, and then I have these pairs around them and so on. So therefore I do the same thing over here. That's what the Gemara is coming out. Yeah, amazing, amazing bit. Good, fine. Zagdi Amar of Achabar Yaakov, Amar Vidal Namas, yeah, we saw that. Amar Papa. Bodik Lon Rava. Rava was chair, so Rav Papa says, Bodik Lon Rava. Rava is, Rashi says, Manasseh Oisano. He is testing us. He is testing us. Bodik Lon Rava. Amud Birishus Arabim, if you have a pillar in the Rishus Arabim, Gavay Yud. Berech of Dalad, and we know that if it's 10 by 4, it has the dimensions of a Rishus Ayachid. Tzorech Hein Valach Seinon. Eloi. Do you need Hein Valach Seinon? Eloi. In other words, can you have a circular beam, let's say, in the Rishus Arabim, which is 10 Tvachim high, and it's 4. It's 4 across. In the diameter will be 4 across. Is that sufficient or not? That is something which Rava is testing us. Vamrin and Lane, we said to Rava, Lav Hainu Rav Chananya, isn't this what Rav Chananya taught? The Tanya Rav Chananya, Kazeyu Kol Shevsi Shabbos. There's a requirement by all Shevsi Shabbos that it's got to be Hein Malach Seinon, in which case it would have to be a square. Whereas if you just had a round beam, a round pole, which the diameter is 4 across, for Tvachim, that would not be enough in order to say it's Rishus HaYachid. Good. Now, before we see the next piece of Gemara, let us all turn back to the Mishnah on Mem Tes on the base, because otherwise it could be a little bit confusing. Now, we said on the Mishnah, like this, we had the statement number one in the Mishnah, Mi shebo baderech v'chashchalei. Fellow is traveling, it's getting dark, he sees something out in the distance, and he would like to be koneh shvisa under a specific section of the tree. We said that works. That was one case. So in other words, he is in one place, he wants to be koneh shvisa elsewhere. How is he koneh shvisa elsewhere? Just by designating it. He's clearly not putting any bread down, and the fellow's not even there. So, in other words, we're seeing that there's really three ways of being koneh shvisa. Putting my pass down is one, or having a shliach, putting my pass down is one. Me literally being there, or, in the beginning of the Mishnah, we're saying, he's saying, my mokem shvisa will be by the ikar of the tree. That was one case. Then we had the next case, where the fellow doesn't know the natural landmarks, and he says, my shvisa is right here. This is going to be my shvisa. We said, Emein HaMakir. He doesn't know the landmarks. He's not a baki. He just says, my shvisa is here. Then that is okay. So those are two cases. So again, I just want to get this rock solid clear. Case number one, guy's over here and he says, my shvisa will be under the trunk, by the trunk of the tree, that works. Case number two, he says, my shvisa will be here, it works. Now, we have a somewhat ambiguous statement in the Mishnah, and the question is going to be, what is this statement going back on of the two cases which we just mentioned? The Mishnah continued and said, v'zu yisha amru ha'ani ma'ariv v'raglov. And it's about this that we said, an Ani is able to be Ma'ariv Baraglov. Meaning, even though he's not actually putting any bread down, he doesn't need to put bread down. It's just through him being there, or maybe him deciding that he's going to be there. So is that going back on case number one, where he's saying, I'm not actually there, but it's as if I'm by the trunk of the tree. And Vizu Yisha Amru Ani Ma'ariv Baraglov, you're able to do that. Or is it going back on case number two, where he says, I'm here, my shvisa is right here. My shvisa is right here. V'zu yisha amru, meaning I'm going back on literally the last case, where the guy says, my shvisa is bim koimi, we kind of interrupted the Mishnah parenthetically, with this machlekes Rebbeinu ben Antigonus and the Chachamim about a circle or a square, but we'll now say that Vizui Sha'amru is going back on the very last thing which we learned, where he says, Shvisasi bim kaimi, Vizui Sha'amru ani mar varaglov. And then we have Rabbi Meir says, we only know this about an ani. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it even applies to an ashir. So we have quite a few lines in the Mishnah, and we want to get clear exactly what is this Vizui Sha'amru ani mar varaglov. What exactly is the machlekes Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Huda? So this is what the Gemara is going to discuss. So we're going to have a machlekes between Rav Nachman and Rav Chisda. Salam Azem. We said, Vizehu sha'amru ha'ani ma'arav raglav, Amar Rabbi Meir, Anu ein lanu ala ani, which seems to be a bit repetitive. This is what we said, the ani is ma'arav raglav. Rabbi Meir says, we only know this about an ani. Rabbi Meir says it applies to an asher. So, Amar of Nachman, Machlekes bim koimi. The Machlekes between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda is in the second line of the Mishnah. When the guy says, look, I don't know any landmarks, I know nothing. My Shvisa is bim koimi. My Shvisa is bim koimi. That is where we have Machlekes, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. Machlekes bim koimi, the Rabbi Meir Sobar. Iker Eruv the past. Really, a person should be ma'ariv with bread. However, ani huda kilu rabbanin ilavei. But nevertheless, the rabbanin are going to be makel. They're going to make a special halachic dispensation to allow an ani who doesn't have any bread to say shvisasi bimkaimi. Ani huda kilu rabbanin ilavei. Aval ashir lo. But we're not going to be mako for an asher who's got plenty of food to say, my shvisa has been koimi, without putting bread down. That is Shitas Rabbi Meir. Review the sovereign, no. Iker Erev Beregel. The best way of being ma'arev is for you to be in the place of shvisa in the Bein HaShemashes period. There's no special kula to say that you don't need to put bread down if you yourself are there. Abuna Savarnain, Iker Erev Beregel, Memela Echad Ani Vechad Ashir. So says the Rav Chisda so far, the Machlekes, Rabbi Meir, and Rabbi Yehuda is when you say Shvisasi Bim Koimi. Rabbi Meir says it's a kula by Ani. Rabbi Yehuda says, what are you talking about? It applies to Ashir. Avo Bim Mokim Ploimi. But if I'm saying my Shvisa is down yonder, by the tree, if you see Bimah complaining, Divrei Koil Ani in Asher Loi, then even Rabbi Yehuda would agree that this is only mutter for an Ani to do, not for an Asher. Meaning, when does Rabbi Yehuda say you can say Shvisasi Bimkaimi if you're literally here? When does he say you can be Ma'arev Baraglov if you're literally here? But to say my Shvisa will be by the Iker of the tree, everyone agrees that's only for an ani, not for an ashir. Now, with that in mind, says the Gemara, if so, Bizu hi sha'amru, who is saying that statement? Bizu hi sha'amru man ketani la, we're going to go with a bach, man ketani la, Rebbe Meir, v'aheicha koi, and in which case is it going on? A'ene makir, Aisha'ene Baki Bahalacha. So if you go back one more time to the Mishnah, remember we said in the Mishnah, we have two lines. We have the first line in the Mishnah. Someone is Baba Derech, it's getting late. And he says, my Shvisa will be down yonder by the Iker of the tree. We said that works. Then we have the next case, where he's not makar any of the landmarks. And he says, my Shvisa is in my place. We said, that works. Vizu hi sha'amru, and it's about that, meaning this very last case, that we say, ha'ani ma'arev raglov, and that is Rabbi Meir. Because Rabbi Yehuda would disagree. Rabbi Yehuda would say, if you are mamish in the place, if you're there, avada, that works. So we'll say that, vizu hi sha'amru is going on the second din of the Mishnah, and it's going only according to Rabbi Meir, because Rabbi Yehuda would disagree. So again, Zuisha Amra Man Kathani Lights, Rabbi Meir, Ahechako, which case is it going on? It's going on the previous case, Aina Makir, Aina Baki Bahalacha. Now, Vele Amru Ma'arv in the past, El Lahakil, Man Kathani La, who is saying that? That would be Shittas Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi, this is what he's talking about. If I am in the place where I would like to be a Qaramai Shvisa, everyone said that works for everyone. That's the Ikar Eruv. A Vada and Asher can do that also. The only reason they said pass is a cooler. The Asher doesn't need to go there himself. He can send his Shliach out. He can give the pass to his Shliach. But if he's there in the place, a Vada is going to the Shvisa. So again, one more time. Chizda says the machlekes in the Mishnah is when you say shvistasi bim koini. Rameir says special kula for ani. Special kula for ani doesn't work for an asher. But if you say it's later on, it's out in the distance, then we say it doesn't work. And when we say vizuisha amru, that is going according to Rabbi Meir, and it's going in the case of someone who doesn't know the landmark, he wants to acquire a shvisa over here. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees, because Rabbi Yehuda says the ikar shvisa is baraglav. That is all Rav Nachman Shita. Whereas Rav Chisda Omar, no. Rav Chisda says, machlekes b'makom pleini. The machlekes is if he wants to go ahead and be kena shvisa out in the distance. Out in the distance. There the Rabbi Meir is Savra Ani in Ashaloi. That's the Machlaikas. Rabbi Yehuda Savra Echad Ani Vechad Asher. Rabbi Yehuda says, even in that case, an Asher is able to do it. Avo bin Kaimi, the Rako Echad Ani Vechad Asher, the Iker Erev Beregel. Says Rav Chisda, now Vada, if you are in the place where you want to be kind of the Shvisa, even Rabbi Meir would say that works, because the Iker Erev is Beregel. In which case, how we can learn the line of the Mishnah, Vizu Hi Sha'amru, this is what we said, Zag the Mishnah, Vizu Hi Sha'amru, Ha'ani Ma'arev Beraglov, will say that's going way back, Vizu Hi Sha'amru Man Ketanela Rabbi Meir, Ba'ai Kai, what's it going on? Aha, on the first line of the Mishnah, it's going back on there. Meaning, if a person wants to be kohen shvisa in a different place, down yonder, by the tree, and he says, I'd like to be kohen shvisa over there, that Rabbi Meir says works, right? Everyone will say you can be ma'arev with your raglayim, because ikar eruv, if you say shvisa sibim kohen, is Divrei Hakol. So the kids, one more time, we have machlekes between Rav Nachman and Rav Chisda. Rav Nachman says that the machlekes is when you say Shvisasi b'mkoimi. Rav Meir says that only works for an ani. Shvisasi b'makom acher, it doesn't work at all. And Rav Chisda says no. The machlekes is when you say I'd like my shvisa to be in a different place. But if you say, I would like my shvisa to be in this place, even Rabbi Meir agrees that it's good, because Iker Eruv is the regal. That is what the Gemara is saying, is the machlokes between Rav Nachman and Rav Chisda. Now the Gemara first is going to...
Isn't everybody defining Oni as being a traveler, even Rashi at the top of the page?
Yeah.
All travelers are considered to be Oni, or have I got that wrong?
I mean, correct. We do say that someone is someone who is Baba Derech, and we would say that that works. But let's say if you would have an Asher who was not traveling, and he would say Shisasi b'makom acher and so on, then he would not have the halachic status of an ani. Correct. So says the Gemara Tani Kavas Rav Nachman. We have a brisa like Rav Nachman says Rashi two lines down in the wide lines. Tanya Gavasad Rav Nachman, the Amar Machlik is Bim Kaimi. Da Filo Hecha, the Amar Bim Kaimi. even if the guy is here and he wants the Erev to be off an art, where he's mamish standing right here, even if he says Bimkemi or Reb Meir, Osher Loya. Rabbi Yudanami Le Shari La Osher Ella Bimkemi. Albo Bamakam Plaini Loya. So it comes out a Chumra in Rabbi Meir, a Chumra in Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Meir only allows here, not somewhere else. And Rabbi Yehuda does not allow somewhere else. He only allows if you're here. Tanya Gavaz Dor Nachman, Echad Ani Ve'echad Ashim Ma'arvim Bepas. Everyone is able to be Ma'arv Bepas. V'lo Yeitzei Ashir Chutz L'Tchum. He should not go outside of the Tchum. V'yoyma and say, Shvisasi Bimkoimi. And say, my Shvisa is in my place. If you look at Rashi four lines down, he just explains, right? He says, "Achyas in valiyed asher chutz latchum v'yomatei shvisas tibim koymi by chutz latchum lav dafka." It doesn't mean that he's actually leaving the tchum because he wouldn't be able to do that. Ela b'seif atchum, he shouldn't go to the very end of the tchum. V'dafka chutz latchum b'seich daranamis ka'amar shvu shvisasay. Right, so he's going towards the edge of the tchum. He shouldn't do that and say, "My shvisa is in my place." You're not allowed to do that. You can't say Shvisasi bin Koimi. You can't say it's going to be outside of that place. Let's see the Rashi. Shle Omru L'Arev B'Regel Afilu Ki Ay Gavna D'Arma Bin Koimi El L'Mi Shabah B'Derech. It's only a special heter for an Ani. Alma Rebbe Meir, Afilu bin Koimi Ani in Ashaloya, says, and this is the Raya Tzur of Nachman, that even when you say Shvisasi bin Koimi, Vizui Sha'amru, this is about, it's about someone who's an Ani, he's allowed to do this. Whereas Rebbe Yehuda Omer, Echad Ani, Echad Asher, Ma'arvin Beregel. No, even an Asher is able to be Ma'arv Beregel. He can say, my shvisa will be in my place. Says Rashi again, 5-6 lines down the wide lines. He only allows, in the case of bimkoimi, he would never allow you to say, my makim shvisa is out in the distance. Rabbi Yehuda, Echad Ani Ve'Echad Asher, Ma'arvin Beregel, Ve'Yetzer Asher Chutz L'Tchum, Ve'Yeh Batei Shvisasi Bim Koimi, Ve'Zuhi Ikrei Shal Erev, and that is the Ikrei Shal Erev. So we have a Raya to Rav Nachman, that the Machlokes between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda is in the case of Shvisasi Bim Koimi, that Rabbi Yehuda says it works even for an Asher, Rabbi Meir says it's only for an Ani, but no one will allow you to do it in a different place. Now the Brisa continues. V'tiru chachamim lebal habayis l'shaleich iruvay biyad avdoy biyad bnoy biyad shluchay b'shvil lahakim alav, that you're allowed to go ahead and send your pass with someone else. This is all Rabbi Yehuda speaking. Meaning, I hold ikar erev is beregel. You can be in this place and you could say shvisasi bimkoimi, but they were makel to allow a bal habayis, instead of him schlepping out 2,000 amos out in the distance, for him to go and send it with someone. Amar v'amar Rabbi Yehuda, Ma'aseh b'anshei beis mamol, b'anshei beis gurion, b'aruma shehayim mechalkin gregres v'tzimukin la'aniyim b'shnei betzeres. They were distributing dried figs to the aniyim in years of famine. Uboyin aniye kfar shichin, vaniye kfar chananya, umachshichin ala tchum. They went out towards the edge of the tchum. Lamachris, in the far in the morning, mashkimin uboyin. They got up early and they came. If you look at Rashi, the eight lines down the wide lines, umachshichin ala tchum, and they got to the edge of the tchum, alma, ikka erev beregel. So you see that the Ikar Erev is when you go beregel, u bim koimi, when you say shvisasi bim koimi. Now, v'av agav daniyim hayu, hayu l'bebesim isneyu, being that they were in their home, they were still, they had their homes and so on, kashirim damu, Therefore, they are still considered to be mugda like Ashirim in this instance. The EF, Sholahem, Molimaz, and Beisudas, they definitely had the amount of food for two meals, so they wouldn't be necessarily classified as an Ani insofar as they were still within their distance of their house, and they had meals, and nevertheless, Avavikin Hayu Ma'arvin Baraglon, Umachshichin, the Hainabim Kaimi, Kerev Nachman, so it's a raya like Kerev Nachman, Ike Erev, Baregel, Umachshichin Alatrum, Avogad Gabi Erev, Ashirim Hain, the Ha, Mi Basim, Yetzim, Alkach, Yeshlan Pass, Vilachi Shari, Kilesli, Shliach, La Arab Raglov. So Akoponim was saying we have a raya too, to the Shita of Rav Nachman. Good. Says the Gemara, Amrav Ashi Masnisin Nami Deka. The Mishnah is also Meduyik like Rav Nachman, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Makom Pliny, an Asher Lo, you means you're not allowed, an Asher is not allowed to make his Erev out in the distance. And Rabbi Yehuda is only arguing if you are in the place where you want that to be your Erev, i.e., Shvisasi bin Kaimi. That's these Nami Deka. The Gdani Mishu Yotze Lelech Le'ir. Because it says, we're going to see this Mishnah on Nundays, Mishu Yotze Lelech Le'ir. Someone who has just left. He's left, he's on the Derech. Mishu Yotze Lelech Le'ir. Shema Arvin La. V'Yechzirei Chaveroi. And his friend brings him back. Hu Mutter Lelech. He is permitted to go. The Chol B'nei Ha'ir Asurin Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. So let's take a look at a couple of Rashi's over here. Now let's see Rashi starting from Masnisa Nami Deka in the middle of the wide lines towards the end. Masnisa Nami Deka Kirev Nachman Dil Rabbi Yehuda B'makom Pliny Asher Loi. He can't say Makom Pliny. The Chipolega the Rav Meir only Bim Kemi. If he says Shvisasi Bim Kemi. Because what does it say? Nishiyatsa kaldu v'yachzik baderach. He has started to leave. Le'ir shem arvin shesmucha le'iroi l'seiv dalad alafim. V'yach adam le'lech mizuzu agde eruv. He's able to travel through his eruv. V'yachzirach aveiroi. His friend is being machzeh him. D'amalei eis chamohu. Eis tzinohu. Come on. It's not kedai for you to travel. It's not good for you to travel because it's going to be boiling hot. So his friend is maxing him. So we say, Hu muter lelech. He is able to go, says Rashi, la machar, la oisir acheres, the whole bnei irei asurin. He's able to go, but the rest of the city are asur. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. So says Rabbi Yehuda, vavin ba, we asked, 1 second. What's the difference? Maishna iu or maishna inu? What's the difference between him and what's the difference between his friends that we say he's able to go tomorrow, but his friends are not able to go tomorrow? The Amar Avuna, what's the case? He has two batim, one over here and one elsewhere. The shnei tchumi shabbos beinehen. And the 4,000 amas, the two tchumi shabbos, are between the two houses. So we say, ihu kevin de nafka leila urcha haveli ani. Being that he left his house, he is now considered to be an ani. When you're on the go, you are deemed as an ani. We mentioned this before, legabi demai. If a person is baderech, once a person is on a journey, he's considered to be an ani. So Kevin the Nafkali La Urcha Havali Ani is considered to be an Ani. Whereas everyone else, the townsfolk who weren't planning on leaving, the Hanach Ashiri Ninu Alma Kol B'makom Pliny Ani in Ashir Loi Shmamina. So if you want to make an Eruv to kind of go out B'makom Pliny, out in the distance, it's only if you are halachically mugdar as mamish and ani, and how would you get that? Once you're hichzik baderech, then you are considered to be an ani, and only you're able to do it. So bekitzur, we had over here, let's just sum up what we said. We saw today, number one, we said this din of, if you see a place out in the distance, that it works, if you designate it, it's if you're able to, in theory, get there before it gets dark. Machlokes Rishonim, you yourself or a fast runner. That was one nekuda. Then we said, we explained the where the source of the 2,000 amos, where we had this kind of this great structure of Gzeres Shava, where we learned that several stages, one from the other. And then we had the din of Reb Chanina ben Antignus, that he learns 2,000 amos, it's a circle, because he learns there as a mute, whereas the Rabbanim say Kazeh, and we learn out that you're Niska Bezavyes. And not only that, we said that applies to all cases of Haitzah and Shabbos. And then we said, Halach Lamais, in order to be Machuyah for Havar, is Daron Amos, which is Ramah. It's going to be 5.6 in order to be Machuyah Mamish. And then we had a Machlekes with Nachman and Chizda about where the Machlekes Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda is. According to Rav Nachman, the Machlekes is, even if the usher is Bim Bimachim, the place where he wants to make an Erev, and he says, Shvisasi Bim Kaimi, that is where there's a Machlekes, but everyone would agree, and Rabbi Yehuda would agree, you cannot make an Erev out in the distance, or according to Chizda, which was the more makel way of presenting the Machlekes, which the Gemara does not like, which is that the Machlekes is the Bimachim Pleni. That's where Rabbi Yehuda says it works, but everyone would agree that if it's Shvisasi Bim Kaimi, everyone would agree that it worked, the Ikra Erev is Beregel. And we said, Tanya Kavas Rav Nachman, and the Mishnah is Meduik like Rav Nachman.